Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 3:05, and it's the Dave Glover Show on KMOX. Dave is out today and tomorrow. He is in Colorado getting some hiking done, so hope he's having fun. I'm Rachel Zimmerman. We've got Trish Gazelle here, Andrew Stoles. Tyler's in the little producer room helping us out. And on the phone right now, I have Dr. Tiffany Osborne from Washington University. Dr. Osborne has kind of been our point person when it comes to all things COVID ever since the very beginning of the pandemic, and she's been so helpful to us. So I wanted to get her on the phone today to just kind of catch up a little bit. Dr. Osborne, thank you so much for joining us today. Is she up?
Doctor, can you hear us?
Bad connection.
Uh-oh.
Let me call her back real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. How are you doing, Dr.
Okay,
Osborne?
Great. Good, good. Thank you. Thank you for having me. And sorry that we had a little glitch there for a second.
Oh, you're totally fine. I was thinking of you earlier today, just kind of prepping for this interview and thinking of how different things were whenever you first started coming on the show. And I just wanted to ask you, like, how is your work life different now versus 2020 when the pandemic first started?
Gosh, I would think that the biggest difference right now would just be a reduction in the fear factor. So it's hard for people to think about that right now, but because of where we are currently. But remember, back when all this started, we were seeing what was happening in China. We were seeing what was happening in Italy. Then we saw all of the things that were going on in New York and, you know, the body bags. And, you know, it was just, we didn't have any vaccines. Everybody was sort of, you know, calling in to get the their groceries delivered and spraying it down with Lysol before they brought it into the house. And, you know, we were taking care of some really sick people. And so I think the biggest change has been lifting off a lot of stress associated with, am I going to get this? Am I going to get something that we have no protection for or real good treatment for at that period of time? Or am I going to bring it home to my family? So I think those are that's probably the biggest thing.
So I saw recently that it was a really low number of eligible adults who are actually going out and getting the COVID booster right now. I want to say it was about like 4 or 5% a couple of weeks ago when I checked this. So I wanted to ask you, is now the prime time to get the booster shot and who is eligible?
Yeah, that's a great question. And this is the perfect time to get the COVID boosters. So remember before there was some confusion because the question was, you know, like how effective is the vaccine going to be against these new variants? So there was, I think we had talked about the fact that the vaccine against the Alpha variant wasn't as effective against the Omicron variant, especially the kind that was going around at that point, which was B.4.5, which is predominantly what we have now in the United States. And so there's a little bit of pushback associated with it. Well, in September, both Pfizer and Moderna came out with a new booster that has the Omicron variant protection in it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So the current boosters are the best boosters to get and will provide the most protection.
So I got my booster shot last, I want to say it was in December. Right, Trish? We got it like the same
day. Yeah, we got the flu
and the booster at the same
time.
Yeah,
the same time.
I'm 31 mm-hmm. years old. Am I eligible for the new booster now?
Yes, you are. Everybody over, I believe, the age of 12 is eligible for the new booster.
I guess I'm confused, Dr. Tiffany. Like, you know, Rachel and I had ironically the same exact thing. We got Johnson & Johnson and one booster. Like, how do you know how many boosters you should get and I guess how often? Like, just for anyone out there, is there a good place to look and find out, like, how many boosters I should get and how often?
Yeah, the whole time during COVID, it's been sort of an exercise in being flexible and adapting to new data as we had it. Because remember that this was something we'd never seen before. I mean, everything else that we do vaccines for, you know, the flu, chickenpox, measles, all of that, we have loads and loads and loads and loads of experience with it. This was a completely new thing, and it hit us all at once, and it was so very contagious that we were trying to sort of build the airplane while we were flying it. So the idea that it's confusing, if it weren't confusing, then you probably don't know what you don't know, if that makes sense. But at this point in time, the new boosters that are out have the Omicron variant protection in them. And so if you haven't been vaccinated with that, that's probably where you want to go. So I would definitely suggest it. And how long does it last? So we're thinking that the major part of the protection is for about 6 months, although there's some data depending on, you know, when we have these new variants that could change. But in general, I think you've got about 6 months of protection.
Okay. So Trish just mentioned the fact that we went together to get our booster shots and we both got that and our flu shots at the same time. I'm assuming that people can do that again this year and there's no problem getting your booster at the same time as your flu shot. So you might as well two birds with one stone there.
Yeah, absolutely. So the CDC is recommending that you just get them both at the same visit. And I think that the question about how safe is it is a really great question. And But we've got a lot of data about this right now. So the CDC follows two data sets on vaccines. One is called V-Safe, and it has a little over 90,000 people who had both the mRNA vaccine and the COVID vaccine. The mRNA COVID vaccine and the influenza vaccine. So COVID vaccine plus influenza vaccine. And then there's another database that they use, which is called the Vaccine Safety Data Link. And they have over 450,000 people in that data set that received both COVID and flu vaccines. And when you look at all of that together, it's a little less than about 550,000 people. There were around 4% of people who had reactions, and the majority of those reactions were like, my arm is sore, I had some fever, I've got muscle aches. So nobody that were in either one of these two data sets showed, well, I don't want to say nobody, the same number of reactions, like safety concerns, were if you had it or didn't have it. So the bottom line to that is that there were no serious safety concerns when you take the flu vaccine and the COVID vaccine together.
And I hope this is a fair question to ask you, but I keep seeing headlines that we're in for a really bad flu season. Do you know why that is?
Yeah, I think it's a good question. So remember that we had almost non-existent flu during COVID, and the reason for that is because everybody was, masking and was very conscious. Why we're going to have a bad flu season this year, I think, is really because people are feeling a little bit better about not doing those things anymore. And we already see, like in Houston, I got some information from a friend of mine recently, and they had already had like 200 flu cases at her hospital. So there's, flu is here. You do want to get vaccinated. There are a lot of benefits to having that vaccine. So a lot of times people will ask me, well, is it effective and will I get the flu if I get this vaccine? So no, you won't get the flu. There are about 9 different types of flu vaccines, and all of them are deactivated or basically dead flu that they put in, and that just is to stimulate your immune system. And a lot of times what people think is the flu vaccine gave me the flu because I got like body aches. But those body aches initially are coming from the fact that your immune system is doing what it's supposed to. It's revving up because it's seeing that there's something that was foreign. And that's what it's supposed to do. That's the whole point of the vaccine. And then the other thing about that is that the flu vaccine takes about 2 weeks to become really effective. So if you get exposed to the flu within that first 2 weeks, you could be getting it just because your immune system hasn't responded completely yet to protect you. And it's not 100%. I mean, we shouldn't think that the flu vaccine is going to be 100% protection. But what I can tell you is that based off of the 2019 data, I looked this up on the CDC website, getting the flu vaccine nationally reduced cases by 7.5 million. So there were 7.5 million fewer people who got flu because they got the vaccine. There were 100,000 less hospital admissions because people got the flu vaccine. And there were 6,300 fewer deaths because people got the flu vaccine. So it is important. All the information for the majority of people that we have says that it's safe. If you have allergies to eggs, you need to talk to your doctors about that. But in general, it's safe to get the flu vaccine. It's good to get the flu vaccine, and it's great to get it with the COVID vaccine.
Very good. Very good information to have. Dr. Tiffany Osborne from Washington University. Dr. Osborne, thank you so much for all of the information you've provided the DGS over the years, and thanks for talking to us today.
Rachel, thank you guys so much for having me. And also, you do so much good for the community. Oh. You've really helped a lot for people to get good information. So I just got to say thank you guys so much for everything you do.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you, Dr. Osborne. All right, guys.
All right. You guys have a good day.
You too. All right, guys, when we come back, we are going to talk to Jim Krasula. He's a CBS News correspondent. He's going to give us the latest on Hurricane Ian. It's 3:22 on the Dave Glover Show on KMOX. Dave is out today. He will be back on Thursday. I'm Rachel Zimmerman filling in. While he's gone, we've got Trish Gazelle and Andrew Stolz here, Tyler in the producer room. And right now on the phone, we have Jim Krasula. He's a CBS News correspondent. Jim, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today.
Hi, Rachel. Good to talk to you. Good to be with you.
So we wanted to get the latest with Hurricane Ian. I know that you have covered many tropical storms and hurricanes in your career. How does Ian stand up as far as, you know, was it more or less intense based on the forecasting that you were seeing before the fact?
Well, the National Hurricane Center, I think, Rachel, did a very good job in saying that once the storm moved across the Keys, the Florida Keys, it would rapidly intensify, and that it did because, again, the Gulf of Mexico waters off the southwest shore of Florida are very warm, 85, 86 degrees. So they were right on in terms of predicting that that storm would intensify very quickly, and it did back on Thursday of last week. The one big change was that while the southwest Florida area just got hammered, Sanibel Island, Captiva Island, certainly Fort Myers, Fort Myers Beach, at least the worst of it did not hit the Tampa Bay area. And that was a big concern ahead of this storm making landfall again last Thursday.
And Florida is getting all of the headlines right now, but we should mention that Jim is in Greensboro, North Carolina. How did the Carolinas handle the storm over the weekend?
There was property damage, Rachel. Unfortunately, here in North Carolina, at least four deaths are being blamed on Ian. The CBS toll at this point, CBS News toll at this point, for deaths, confirmed deaths in Florida, at least 94.
Wow.
In terms of the Carolina coast, the storm made a second landfall as a hurricane again back on Friday afternoon, north of Charleston, between Charleston and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It dumped a lot of rain, a lot of storm surge. There was a lot of flooding with it. Property damage, and as I say, unfortunately, deaths associated with it here in North Carolina. And amazingly enough, this thing just doesn't want to go away, Rachel. This storm, it kind of dissipated up over Virginia, but what was Hurricane Ian actually, in the last day or two, moved out over the Atlantic again and has turned into a pretty strong nor'easter that's causing big problems along the immediate coast, really from North Carolina's Outer Banks all the way up to Long Island, New York. A lot of, again, storm surge, very heavy rain, and strong gusty winds.
We're talking to Jim Krasula from CBS. Do people have clear access to aid as of right now? I keep seeing things from the Red Cross and obviously the National Guard and FEMA is on the ground, but is it easy for people to access this aid?
Good question. And I would imagine in some cases it is, in other cases it isn't. One of the problems you still have, and we saw this too, Rachel, if you remember a couple of months ago, with the deadly flooding, flash flooding in the mountains of eastern Kentucky, a lot of areas, again, Fort Myers Beach, Fort Myers, Sanibel Island, a lot of these areas are still inaccessible at this point. In fact, as you and I speak, the Coast Guard is still flying search and rescue missions, still people taking people, removing people from flooded homes. There's still a lot of water in a lot of places, standing water, and many places still are under several feet of water. So these rescue missions are still going on as we speak.
Jim, any just human stories that you've heard during this that have made any sort of impact on you?
Yeah, there was a story over the weekend, Rachel, of a fellow in his mid-90s, a World War II vet. He stayed behind, decided to ride out the storm with his wife of 72 years, in their home on Sanibel Island. And he gave some interviews and talked about what an incredible experience it was and the fact that this storm by far was the worst thing he had ever experienced, having even fought in World War II. So,
wow.
Again, people who stayed behind, boy, and there's been a lot of, you know, Monday morning quarterbacking here. I hate to use that cliche, but in terms of did authorities in Florida, the governor on down, did they lapse in not issuing stronger and earlier evacuation orders?
Jim Krasula, he's a CBS News correspondent. Jim, it's been wonderful talking to you. Thank you so much for keeping us informed.
Always good to be on KMOX. Thanks, Rachel. Take care. Stay well.
You too. Guys, if you would like to help with hurricane recovery efforts in Florida, you can go to odyssey.com/KMOX. They have links to all sorts of different ways that you can help people through the Red Cross, the Florida Disaster Fund, Habitat for Humanity, Convoy of Hope, and many, many more. So odyssey.com/KMOX if you would like to be of help in any way. Thanks again to Jim for keeping us informed on that. And we're going to take a break on the Dave Glover Show on KMOX.
I don't got time for holy rollers.
It's 3:34. That's brought to you by the Heisey Advisory Group. Or should I say it's Trish O'Clock.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I didn't turn
my
on.
Microphone wasn't on.
I was jamming. I like that song a lot.
So dramatically, too. I was like, it's Trish O'Clock.
And then nothing.
And then Trish looked at me and I was like, hi, Trish. And I was like,
well,
oh.
You know why?
I didn't turn her mic on.
My light isn't working again, so I can't tell that it's on or off.
Oh.
So that's why I didn't immediately jump to it. Anyway, Trish O'Clock.
I sounded like that. Sorry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. So we're going to do a little trash because lots of stuff happened over the weekend. First, the box office. So number one was the Creepy Smile movie.
Ugh.
Brought in $22 million.
I'm not afraid of the smile anymore. I just want everyone to know. I was extremely afraid of it at first, and now I think it's goofy.
I'm still scared.
No, I'm very brave.
Yeah, no, I will not be watching it, but I'm not afraid.
So the number two movie was Don't Worry, Darling, which came out the week before.
Okay.
So that fell to second place. Then The Woman King, which has already been out. And then opening in fourth place, a new movie called Bros. It only brought in $4.8 million. And that's what we are going to discuss today. Mm-hmm. Starring Billy Eichner. It is labeled as and marketed as and pitched as a gay rom-com. And Billy Eichner has had a show called Billy on the Street, which I have watched before. I would argue he is not a household name. The budget for the movie was $22 million, and it only brought in $4.8 million. So he went on Twitter saying, I snuck in the back of a sold-out theater playing Bros in L.A. The audience howled with laughter, start to finish, burst into applause at the end, and some were wiping away tears as they walked out. It was truly magical. Really, I am very, in all caps, proud of this movie. That's just the world we live in, though, that unfortunately, even with glowing reviews, great Rotten Tomato scores, and A Cinema Score, etc., straight people, especially in certain parts of the country, just didn't show up for Bros. And that's disappointing, but it is what it is. So basically, he's saying that the movie came in fourth place with only $4.8 million is because straight people didn't go see his movie.
All right. Well, I didn't know that
it was my job as an ally to go see your film. Like, I didn't know that was like a betrayal. Yeah. Look, I know who Billy Eichner is because I'm on the internet too much, but if I had never seen Billy on the street, then I would have no clue who he was. And I don't necessarily see him as a leading man. So I think that's probably a huge issue there. I've seen commercials for the film. It looks mildly cute. I will watch it when it's out on streaming, but it takes a lot to get anyone to go to the theater for anything. So if your movie's not making, like, if your trailer isn't full of laughs or isn't, like, you know, really enticing people, they're not going to go see the movie. I don't think it necessarily means that straight people, like, let you down in some way. That feels like a cop out for we didn't market the movie well enough.
Yeah. I mean, you should never shame someone for their sexuality, even if it's straight. You know what I mean? And that's kind of what it feels like this is. Like, it just feels a little aggressive on his part. I mean, I think the famous DGS flip test has pretty limited utility, but I think it's a valid question. It's like, you can't do that. You know what I mean? If your straight rom-com fails, you can't be like, ah, the gays didn't help us out on this one.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
and
no,
again, like, he's not an A-list.
No, not
star.
At all.
He's not leading man material yet. People don't know his name. A lot of people don't know his name. I did like this tweet. Well, first of all, nobody's going to see rom-coms anymore.
Right.
Well, see, that's the other thing.
So
is that
they're not making a lot of money off those anyway. Like, and it's October.
$5 million in fourth place for an October rom-com is about as good as anyone could expect. I mean, if a Sandra Bullock rom-com came out at this time, right now in 2022, it'd make just as much money.
One tweet said, for Billy to assume it would be a blockbuster just because he's gay and quote-unquote funny is pure Hollywood narcissism. Mm. They tend to agree a little bit.
We were talking about rom-coms. Gosh, it might have been when you were out, Trish, but we were talking about Two Tickets to Paradise. I think that's the new Julia Roberts and George Clooney movie.
Oh, yeah.
And Julia Roberts was saying, like, look, they just don't make rom-coms like they used to. There's a reason I haven't been starring in them, blah, blah, blah. And but, you know, this film was the film that made me want to do it again, and with George Clooney. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll probably see that. I'm still not going to go see it in theaters. Like, it's just right. Not going to happen.
I just keep watching that trailer, like, thinking, are they bummed that they're now playing people's parents?
Right.
You know, when they were, like, the people, well, they're still the big, huge draw to that movie. But I'm like, oh, that's probably depressing. Margot Robbie and Cara Delevingne were in a really dangerous situation. This happened in Argentina early Sunday morning. They were leaving a restaurant. There was an Uber waiting to pick them up, and they go to get in. So Cara gets in first. Margot's like halfway in the car, and a paparazzi jumped out and was like aggressively trying to take pictures, invading their space. So the cab driver, or the Uber driver, starts driving away. Kara's in the car. Margot's halfway in, halfway out. And so she jumps out because the car's pulling away and she didn't want to get injured. So she's on the ground and the photographer keeps taking pictures, and a couple of male friends were nearby and jumped in to help. And apparently they want to press charges against the men because it was so aggressive and scary. Plus you're in a foreign country. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I just don't understand how, I mean, I know they were in a foreign country, but the whole paparazzi thing, like, how have we let it get this far to where people's lives are at stake and you're in dangerous situations? Just the traffic type of situations alone that it causes is so troubling.
And I just don't think we care that much anymore.
Yeah, and this isn't new. Isn't it basically how Princess Diana died? Wasn't it essentially a traffic accident caused by
her chase? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their version of the paparazzi?
Okay, so two incidents over the weekend. I think this is so funny. So yesterday during a Seattle Seahawks game, DK Metcalf was being carted off the field in a cart. And so everyone's like, oh my gosh, what happened? Is he injured? He had to go to the bathroom. That's what came out later, which I think is hilarious. And then Lil Nas X was playing a concert. So he's backstage. I was going to play this audio.
I have the audio.
Oh, you do? I didn't think you could hear it.
Him.
So, and there's bad words. Did you hear it?
Yes, I did hear it.
Okay.
Bad words. All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
I'm backstage, and this is like not a part of the show, but I'm taking a mean. So please, but I'm gonna be like a minute or two, and I'll be right back.
So he said, I'm backstage, and this is like not part of the show, but I'm taking a mean bleep, so please forgive me.
So he was mic'd up while he was using the restroom.
And then tweeted later, for anyone who still thought it was part of the act, he tweeted, LMAO, people really thought I was joking. I was literally back there dropping demons.
Ew.
I mean, but, you know.
I love him. I can't help it. He makes me laugh.
Yeah, so it's funny. Pretty funny. If you have to, you have to. Burger King's launching a new Ghost Pepper Whopper just in time for the Halloween season.
Ghost pepper, isn't that the kind that's like the hottest pepper?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I couldn't have sounded stupider when I said like ghost pepper, but that's really hot.
That's the hottest.
But that's the hottest pepper.
And Heinz is doing their return of the tomato blood ketchup. Do you remember last year they did that during Halloween? So it's still,
what does that mean?
It's the regular ketchup. They just put it in a really spooky bottle. And so, I
Hold
mean,
on.
It's not even spooky.
I was going to say, what does Trishka's all consider a really spooky bottle?
Well, I'm just saying, they put it in the theme of a Halloween bottle. It says tomato blood on there with like bats
spooky.
Or something.
So, oh, I'm seeing it now. Yeah.
So it's not spooky, but one more food related thing. Over the weekend, Hefty put out new pumpkin spice trash bags.
Ooh, I like it.
And said, ooh, everybody, you can get this really good smelling trash bag and it smells like pumpkins. And they sold out.
I would like that. I always buy like the Febreze.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, because I just don't want my trash to stink. And I feel like it helps. So if I could get a pumpkin spice flavored, probably not flavored, scented bag, I would be down for that.
I think it definitely helps. I think the scented bags are a great innovation for trash bags that maybe they didn't necessarily need, but it's very helpful.
And our last food story, Girl Scout cookies could be going up a buck.
Ugh, inflation has finally gone too far.
Right?
I don't find that
acceptable. Because I thought they were pretty expensive at $5 a box. Now they're going to be
cheap.
$6. So not all of them, but all of the good ones, like Do-Si-Dos, Tagalong, Samoas, Thin Mints, Adventurefuls, Trefoils, Lemon Ups, those are all going to be $6. They introduced the new one, Raspberry Rally. That was already going to be $6. That's exclusively online. And they haven't said yet, like, what's happening with the Toastiers or the caramel chocolate chips. But $5 to $6 for your next round of Girl Scout cookies.
That's a little steep for me, but I will still be purchasing them.
That's all my trash.
That's the trash. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Dave Glover Show on KMOX. It's 3:50 on KMOX. Dave Glover is off today and tomorrow. And Wednesday, we don't have a show because of Cardinals baseball. We're actually out early today and tomorrow, too, because of Cardinals baseball. I'm Rachel Zimmerman filling in. We've got Trish Gazelle, Andrew Stoles, Tyler's hanging out in the production studio. Before we get into what we planned on talking about this segment, I wanted to bring this up to you guys. Jeffrey Dahmer's prison glasses are on sale for $150,000. They're being sold by a true crime memorabilia site that also has his Bible from prison, documents, and family photos. I don't know. Do you think people should even be allowed to sell stuff like that? I mean, allowed is a strong word, but it's just crazy to me that you can sell this stuff and it's someone's going to pay $150,000 for it.
That someone would even want it. I don't get
it.
But I don't get I don't get autographs. I don't really get memorabilia from movies or things like that. I mean, I guess it's cool for somebody who has a ton of money, but if you don't have a ton of money, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Especially, I'm saying, like, even for people who don't kill people, I think it's weird.
And what if you go over to someone's house and they're like, let me show you my memorabilia collection. Oh, here's these glasses that are actually from Jeffrey Dahmer. Like, how do you even... Who is buying this? Who is it?
Yeah, if it ain't signed by the Minions, Trish don't want it. I went somewhere, when I visited New Orleans, I went to a place called the Museum of Death.
Mm-hmm.
I went with my whole family. We thought, I don't know why we thought it'd
be... So Andrew's buying them. There's your answer.
I don't know if we thought it'd be a fun job. No, it was horrible. It was horrific. It was one of the worst places I've ever been. It was really, really terrible. It was like...
You thought it would be fun?
I don't know what we were expecting to see.
Hey, let's go to the Museum of Death, everybody.
We didn't know what we really expected to see from going in there, but going in there, it was just awful. It was like just like photographs from like really gruesome, horrific car crashes, and they had like big giant display of the like O.J. Simpson murder photos.
Wow, that's disgusting.
It was extremely disgusting. And then like I went in, I was like, I'm just gonna go to the bathroom. And so I go into the bathroom, and there's like very violent, like graphic depictions of like violence against women hanging up in the bathrooms, which was like really distressing. And then I like mentioned something to one of the employees. I was like, hey, there's like this, like, not right. And they're like, yeah, isn't it great? And I'm like, ugh.
Yikes.
I can't live that life. I get really upset when I even think about it. Like, it just kind of made me sick to my stomach. Don't go there, everyone.
Okay. I won't.
And the message of this segment is...
So, Andrew, tell us about Bruce Willis.
Yeah, so Bruce Willis, over the weekend, it was reported that he had sold his... So, as we know, he's sort of on a decline for health reasons. He can't really act anymore, and so he's essentially retired from acting. And so it was reported that he had sold his image and voice and everything, basically his entire likeness rights, to this deepfake company called Deep Cake, which is a really stupid name. But that he had sold that rights so that they could, in the future, make a movie with Bruce Willis still, essentially like using someone else. Mm-hmm. And then they just put his face over Bruce Willis's face over that person's body and use like Bruce Willis's voice.
Yeah, I had read that too. And originally it said like he signed his life away, like everything, they could just make whatever they wanted out of Bruce Willis's likeness. But that's not the case,
which is super questionable, and I think will start to happen.
Well, I mean, didn't James Earl Jones just say he said they could recreate his voice with AI for future movies?
Darth Vader.
Sort of. That's a little bit. I do
that's
feel like
exactly
it's a little
what
bit
he
different.
Said.
No. That's exactly what he said. But I feel like it's a little bit different than
Why?
The Bruce Willis thing. Well, because that's also like your face, your body. It's giving them complete and total free reign to do whatever they want with everything about you.
But Bruce Willis didn't do that.
Did
you see that they followed up and they were like, just to be clear.
He didn't do that. He did work on with them on something. So there will be some form of a deep fake Bruce Willis coming at some point. But he did not sign over his entire life rights. But I think it's a little bit different than the James Earl Jones thing just because of that. James Earl Jones, it's just your voice.
And it's just Darth Vader, probably. Like, probably just the Star Wars franchise, I would think.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, probably. But I don't know. I mean, we should all be very distressed by the idea of these, like, deepfake technology to begin with. And I don't know how much I don't think I would sell entire...
I can see it for Darth Vader because it's an established character. It's very iconic. His voice is iconic to the character. But, I mean, at some point... We're just going to keep making movies with people who aren't here anymore with AI and not giving other people a chance. It doesn't make any
what
sense.
What was the one where they were supposedly making a movie with James Dean? Has that just not come out yet? Do you guys remember that?
No, I don't.
I don't recall that.
I don't remember that.
I just
same
remember
concept,
the
though.
Yeah, same thing. Like they got the rights to something about his likeness and they were like, and starring James Dean.
That's weird.
And I just thought to myself, there's no way you're going to actually capture his essence. So why not just cast another actor in the role? I don't get it. We'll be right back. It's the Dave Glover Show on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.